Vince, how are you this morning?
Hi, Tony Connor. Welcome to the grandstand.
Well, I tell you what, Deb DeLeon was on, and I told her that I want to get her reaction about you asking Shirley Rogers to resign, and she said you were grandstanding.
Yeah, I understand. I heard it, and it's being blown out of order, that sort of thing. You know, I first heard of this in February at a meeting, and two different groups came opposing views on what was going on and some racial issues over there. And that was really the seed of everything that I saw going on. That was one of the biggest things that you know, mushroomed this whole situation.
Well, this is a very serious issue because obviously there is dysfunction here, and the Ingham County Road Commission services all the roads around Ingham County. That involves thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And according to what happened at the meeting yesterday, it appears that more people sided with leadership currently heading the Ingham County Road Commission, and those people were against Shirley Rogers.
Yeah. Here's what's interesting about that. You've got real good union rank and file people. They've been backing these people, the management people, strongly on this whole situation. This study that came out, that emanated from this racial situation last February, it came out in an LSJ yesterday. The chair was noted as a micromanager. The chair was noted as this person that's also a problem that's trying to get rid of the top management at the Lansing School District. One of the things in that report was there was no findings of racial bias at all. The chair indicated in that interview, she said workforce should be more represented in Ingham County. So she wants more racial representation. I thought, well, that's a very good idea. But in that article, it also indicated that the county has 24% blacks. The truth is, based on the census, it's less than 12%, so I don't know if she or the writer did that. It said 13% Hispanics. It's like 7% in Ingham. So I kind of looked at this, and I said, well, that's really good, because I look at the makeup of our board. The board of our commission, of the commission that runs the road commission, is packed with minorities. And there's some good people on there. So I think, well, that's a good idea. Let's look at this diversity issue. Let's expand this. Let her resign right now, and let's replace her with a Hispanic. And then we'll have more diversity even on our board. Because what she is saying, what she wants to do with employees, is she would look at the mix of what's on that very board, is totally the opposite.
So basically what Shirley Rogers has been saying, and perhaps with the support of Deb DeLeon, is that there are not enough people of color that work for the Ingham County Road Commission. And you believe, if you look at the census, that you're in good shape in that area.
Well, I don't know if it's in good shape. I think there is some validity. But the point is, that is what's been the driving force on all this. And I have talked to Deb DeLeon on this privately and things I won't say. And I understand a little bit of her position, what she's trying to do. But I also know that this whole thing has found out there is no real bias going on. That was the whole thing. There was bias. And that was what the whole thing that they were looking for, and that report basically said it. That report only mentioned one name, in those 20 or 25 pages, and it basically was negative toward that leader. That same leader that is running the Lansing School District that runs $13,000 a student. Mason schools run less than $10,000 a student. This is the same person that's running our road commission right now.
So where do we go from here?
I want to see her resign. I really believe if she resigns, that whole mix of that board, I think that when you look at this, it is, you could say, she's doing a good job, she's doing a bad job. The point is, there's a personality in there that something is wrong. So even if you could say, yes, that person might be doing a good job, pull that personality out. I really believe something is going on internally in that board that is being run by that chair that is causing all these problems. One of those people in that commission last night walked out on the meeting. I heard that after I left.
Well, in talking with Shirley Rogers yesterday, and I spoke with her off-air, she told me that there's a lot of information that she and the board have that she can't share because it's business that would take away the privacy of a lot of folks involved, including employees. How would you respond to that?
Okay. Okay, let's say that's true. All right, and let's say it's possible criminal charges, because I heard that in the past 7 days pop up. I've had no facts, no names, no situation. Let's say that's it, because the situation has come up and the verbiage has been used criminal. If there's criminal activity going on, if it's truly criminal, why hasn't the sheriff or the prosecutor been brought into this?
Well, that's a good question. So, yeah. and finally, Vince, it seems like in all of this, and I know that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners is handcuffed by law, but that entity really can do what it wants because no one polices it.
On the road commissions, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, the board.
Yeah, that's really, from a state level, when you start looking at the big picture of what's happening, they really do have a pretty free hand. And the county Board of Commissioners, which I sit on, you know, I've talked to four or five of the different commissioners about different issues involving these different commissions, you know, different boards that we have, and we really do get tied on a lot of things, and this is one that we are very limited on what we can do. However, if the majority of us said we want to remove her, what if we did do that? What would be the test under the law? And I don't know that. I haven't talked to an attorney about this. I haven't talked to anybody else that under the law that understands this. But the point is, what if the majority said, you know what, there is a problem here. Let's remove one of those people. Let's just do it, period. I wonder what would happen.
All right. So what's the process? You've asked her to resign. Can the Ingham County Board of Commissioners ask her to resign?
I think the board can ask. I think they could.
Do you think?
Sure.
Do you think it will?
Doubtful. That's the same board that appoints these people, and that board is controlled by a caucus. That means the majority of the members, in this case, you know, happen to be Democrats. The majority of those people have decided. Therefore, they brought her on. I know a few of those people in that caucus, one and one. I will not say their names because it's in confidence. They have some regrets on what they've done in this situation over the past few years. But there's only a few people.
Okay. All right, Vince. Very intriguing what's going on. We'll continue to follow
this
story. Thanks so much.
Thank you.